The proposal presented to aldermen last night was fairly stringent. The minimum lot size allowed would have been 6,000 square feet. Residents would be allowed no more than 4 chickens and no roosters, and there would be an annual permit fee. Nonetheless, most aldermen squawked about it. The Third Ward's Lou Gilbert said the city was headed down a slippery slope.
We opened its door, and the next thing you know, it's pot-bellied pigs, llamas. Now's the time to stop that, right now.
Fifth Ward Alderman Dave Dorsett said the only people who contacted him about the idea opposed it. He suggested there was an option for those who want to raise chickens while living in or near Macomb.
We have got all kinds of property in the mile and a half that's properly zoned for this. If you're looking for a little more independence and a little more adherence to the land, then that perhaps is the best place to purchase property.
Sixth Ward Alderman Tim Lobdell raised concerns about enforcement.
We have a lot of ordinances on the books that we have a hard time enforcing, and we only do so in cases where there's a complaint. And this is going to be yet another complaint-driven system.
Second Ward Alderwoman Kay Hill also opposed the idea.
I think there's just a trend. You know, this is kind of a groovy thing to do, and having organic eggs isn't really the primary endeavor.
But Macomb resident Dan Barkley said it's not just a fad or a trend.
I appreciate the reference to people who want chickens being groovy. I think that all the people in the cities that do have ordinances that allow chickens include quite a few people who aren't groovy.
Barkley was one of 3 members of the public who spoke in favor of the idea. He also countered the suggestion this would open the door for other animals in the city.
Slippery slope is a very typical argumentative fallacy. I mean, we get chickens, the next thing we're going to have is goats. The next thing we're going to have is cattle. The next thing we're going to have is whales. It makes no sense. Just say no to the next animal you don't want.
The only alderman who supported the proposal is the 7th Ward's Clay Hinderleiter, who poked a couple holes in the arguments against the plan.
Noise, roosters. Come on, guys. We've got 38 trains that go through this town every day. Don't like it, move.
That's a great way to build a community.
Hinderleiter hoped chickens would be allowed again and had already started preparing to raise some at his home. Those plans will have to be set aside, though. A clear majority of the council agreed chickens should not come home to roost in Macomb. Rich Egger reporting.